This is Kathy and Barb, hosts of the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour. Today, we bring you one of our favorite conversations. To hear the full show and more anytime, visit twoboomerbabes.com. Our next guest has designed his way across America, making over homes and restaurants for TLC's Trading Spaces and NBC's Home Intervention. Vern Yip joins us to talk about his latest project and to share affordable tips on how to renovate and update just about any space. Welcome, Vern.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
So, Vern, tell us about your recent show, Live in Vern's House, where you actually built your own beach house of your dreams. I mean, we want that gig.
I know. Who doesn't want that gig, right?
Right.
No, I dreamed of building this house for such a long time and collected things for it for over a decade for a non-existent beach house. And so it was finally time. You know, everybody was calling me an upscale hoarder because my entire garage was filled with furniture for a house that didn't actually exist. So it was fun because I built the house and we chronicled it for this Live in Vern's House show that premiered this past July 12th on HGTV and was also in HGTV magazine in the big spread. And it was just really wonderful. You know, it was wonderful to be able to fulfill that dream. And what's really special now is that we are offering one HGTV superfan and one Vern Yip superfan the opportunity to actually vacation in this house for an entire week with their families.
Oh, where do we sign up?
Yeah.
I know.
So, Vern, we want to get some tips from you because we want our homes to have that kind of designer feel, but, you know, still have some personality and character. And we don't want it to look cluttered. You know, we're not too demanding here. So can you give us some tips on how to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. The first thing that you should always remember is that you don't really have to spend a lot of money to have a beautiful home that really reflects your personal style. You know, people get very, very caught up in trying to replicate a look in a magazine or replicate a look that they see in the store. And really, at the end of the day, it should feel uniquely like your home. And once you kind of free yourself of trying to make it look like somebody else's home, you really discover that you can be super creative with your budget because you can really mix and layer things from flea markets, vintage sales, or, you know, give things a facelift that maybe look a little time-worn and update them with new hardware. So lots of great tricks that you can use as soon as you start to get creative. And then the second thing I would say is we all live with a ton of clutter, you know, especially any of us who have kids. I've got two toddlers and four dogs, and I have a lot of stuff. And one of the big tricks as a designer that I always like to employ is to make sure that there's plenty of closed storage. So instead of lots of bookshelves and open surfaces where people can kind of see your clutter and your mess, you need to have lots of pieces that have doors and drawers where you can just put things away and, you know, close the door or shut that drawer and get it out of sight.
Well, you mentioned kids and dogs, and I am like Miss Sentimentality. I love pictures of my children from every stage and age. So what is too much, you know, or how can you assemble those family photos and not make it look like it's a museum to the fam?
I don't think that there's anything wrong with wanting to be surrounded by pictures of the people that you love and sometimes the animals that you love. I think that that's great. But the one thing to always keep in mind is that you want to kind of create some sort of visual link so it looks like a grouping and it doesn't just look totally thrown together. And, you know, a visual link can be something as simple as saying, you know what, all of my frames are going to be in a silver finish, or all of my frames are going to be dark wood, or, you know, just pick something that's a visual link, and then that lets you have the freedom to kind of pick different styles and then still have it come together and look great. The other thing I always say is editing is wonderful. It's free, and it really makes your stuff look great, because what you'll notice is when you, even if you have that visual link, you get to that tipping point where, you know, it begins to look a little bit like a yard sale. And, you know, by editing and just kind of rotating things out throughout the year, meaning that not everything that you own has to be on display, you can have half of the things that you own on display for half of the year, and then the other half of the year you can switch it out. But by giving things a little more space to be appreciated, it'll look a lot nicer and it'll feel a lot less cluttered and it'd be less stressful.
Now, listen, what if we're going to redo a kitchen? Are painted cabinets in? Are they out? Is dark wood in? Is it out? I'm so confused.
You know what's in is doing it correctly. So if you are going to paint your cabinets, absolutely, you can make it look great, make it look relevant for today, but you have to do a good job of it. Make sure you sand it properly, and then you paint it with a paint that's meant to be wipeable and cleanable, because we want our kitchens to be, you know, nice and clean. But we are seeing a huge resurgence in white cabinets. We've been seeing that for a couple of years now. People love white kitchens. And we also are seeing a mixture of white with dark. So a lot of people are, like, for example, choosing to go with a dark wood island, but then the rest of their cabinetry is white. So we're seeing sort of the extremes. What I'm not seeing too much of right now are those midtones. So I'm not seeing a lot of blonde woods. I'm not seeing a lot of cherry woods. I'm not seeing a lot of, you know, lighter woods. I'm seeing kind of the extremes.
Okay, Vern, we got to go. But a real quick tip for some bathroom renovations, especially if we've still got that 60s turquoise blue tub.
Make a custom, if you don't have a glass shower enclosure, you could go for that, or a glass enclosure for your tub. But if you don't have the money to do that, do a custom shower curtain and bring it up to the top of the ceiling. It changes the look of your bathroom dramatically.
Vern Yip, decorator and television personality, we babes have picked up some great tips for our own In Our Dreams renovations. Thanks so much for sharing your savvy advice.
Check out this story and listen to the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour anytime
at twoboomerbabes.com.